everybody. This is Anthony Demingon from Matthew, and I am super pumped to have with us today Jim Marus, who's going to be the keynote at Matthew's State of the Industry virtual event on June 25th. Jim, thanks for being here.
Hey, I'm glad to be on.
And I know you know who Jim is. He doesn't like to self-promote, but I'll do it for him. He's co-publisher of The Financial Brand, and if you've seen The Financial Brand or read it, it's fantastic. Publisher of the Digital Banking Report. He has advised the White House on banking policy and is consistently rated as one of the top five most influential people in banking. And so with the COVID-19 crisis and the economy kind of in the doldrums, we thought it would be great to have Jim talk about what this crisis has done and what companies need to think about moving out of it. So, you know, Jim, thanks for being here. And I know that you often talk about the digitally aware consumer and how financial institutions need to pivot. Why does this matter now more than ever?
Well, you know, we as a country and as a world really have just had what we could refer to as a heart attack moment. We've talked about needing to be digital for years now, very much like when you go to the doctor tells you that you need to get on a diet, you need to do more exercise. And all of a sudden, in a matter of truly an instant, our industry has been put on warning that says, oh, by the way, the digital moment is now. We didn't have many options. I mean, you could go to a drive-thru teller in some organizations. Some branches internationally were open. But for the most part, we pushed consumers to be digital consumers in a nanosecond. Now, that's an opportunity, but it did make organizations aware of their weaknesses, not only from a standpoint of where their employees worked and how well they would engage with each other, but how the consumer could engage with financial institutions. And if you were what I call faking digital, you became very aware of the weaknesses of your organization in a digital environment. And I honestly believe that we have now educated the consumer, not just us, but every industry, from grocery delivery stores to takeout foods and everything else, into how to handle your life more digitally. We probably went through 10 years of education in a matter of a couple weeks. And I think what the opportunity is right now is tremendous for the financial services industry to move up to the plate and say, you know what, we are going to become digital organizations with a human aspect to that digitalization.
Jim, that is fantastic. And I've heard other people say that. Man, we have in the last 4 months, we have made, you know, 7 years of progress on some of the projects that have been languishing. So I can't wait to hear your comments about that. One of the things I like about your presentations, your style, your writing, is that you pose questions to people. It's not just information, but you ask people to go back and think about certain questions. So what do you think are some important questions that attendees are going to take back from your presentation on the 25th?
Well, first and foremost, and this is really important all the way across the board, is being shut down because of COVID has given us an opportunity as individuals and organizations to reassess where we are and where we're going and where we need to be. So the real question that people are going to go back to organizations with is, number one, are we prepared for the digital future? Not fake prepared. Are we really a digital organization? That goes beyond a great mobile app. That really goes into the foundation and says, how many clicks does it take for us to get from introduction to the consumer to account opening? Is it more than 8? Does it take more than 3 minutes? Because if it takes that long, you're not really digital. You know, you look at American Express. American Express, to open a debit card or a credit card, I should say, they ask for 3 pieces of information: your name, your Social Security number, and your cell phone number. And the cell phone number is only being asked for so they can get back to you and confirm that you have an account by text. They will only need name and Social Security number because they can collect everything else. Now, they may ask for additional information, but for 80% of the people that give them that information, that's enough for them to open an account for you. How many clicks does it take for us to open up a checking account, a savings account? If a person already has an account, do we ask for the same information again? Are we truly engaging with people digitally? Now, beyond that, as individuals, are we ready to work for a digital organization? Or are we steeped in the tradition of a branch-based organization that looked at everything as a face-to-face interaction? The world has changed, so we really have to look on ourselves and say, are we learning what we need to learn to be digital employees that will learn the things that are necessary to move forward? We've gone through this before. We went through it when we moved from an agricultural to a manufacturing economy. We went through it when we went from a manufacturing economy to a robotic economy. And the reality is a lot of people in each one of these stages lost their jobs because of not being prepared for the next stage. Well, we're moving to a digital economy, one that's going to be augmented by digital technology, but still going to keep the human aspect. So I asked every person who's going to be at the event, are you ready to move forward in a digital world? Are you individually prepared to disrupt yourself in much the same way, as I brought up in the beginning, as a doctor would say, you need to get on a new health diet, you got to do some workout. Well, we can't do it for a short period. This is kind of behavioral change, a behavioral change for the individual and a behavioral change for the organization.
Jim, that's fantastic. I was going to ask you what attendees are going to walk away with, but holy cow, those questions are more than enough.
You know, interesting, the reality is what they're going to be taking away is a call to action.
Yeah.
Prosperity was only 3 months ago. Our organizations were flying high. So, you know, it's very much, I'm going to keep on referring to the doctor's appointment. Why do anything if there's no real pain? We were all doing very well, banks, credit unions, investment firms, insurance companies. And all of a sudden, we had a wall that none of us expected. So the reality is right now, we got to act under the intensity and the focus to say, number one, do we offer the right products? Number two, do we deliver them the right way? And most importantly, number three, do we have the right employees to take us to the next level? That goes all the way from the board of directors to the teller and the branch. Not to say that there are any differences as far as importance, but the reality is every single person in the organization is going to say, am I personally and are we corporately prepared for the future?
Tell you what, good stuff. Final thoughts? Any final thoughts, Jim, before I let you get back to your day?
Well, you know, I think the one thing we have to remember is it's scary out there. We're dealing with, actually right now, dual pandemics, a health one and a social one. And I think we have to look upon ourselves and say, you know what, this is not a threat. This is the opportunity of a lifetime to change ourselves and change our organizations. There's no definite timeline. There's no definite rule book on how this is going to play out. Many of us don't know when we're actually going to go back to work and what that work's going to look like when we get back. But we can't look upon this and cower in the corner and say, oh, my gosh, what's going to happen? We've got to take ownership of the opportunity that's presented and say, let's move forward aggressively as credit unions and as people for the new future.
Jim, thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, Jim Marus, again, the co-publisher of The Financial Brand, advisor to the White House, one of the most influential people in banking. You will get to hear much more from Jim on June 25th on our State of the Union virtual event. Again, getting the data and trends and takeaways. So like you know, Jim was saying, an uncertain future that we can be build organizations and workforces that excel in those kind of situations, especially with a focus on the digital. Jim, thank you so much for today, and I really look forward to hearing more from you later this month.
I'm looking forward to it. Thank you very much.